Let your secret be known. I have perfect health. Let your secret be known that I have perfect health. What does it mean that you let your secret be known that you have perfect health? What does that mean? How do you express that aspect of yourself, that you have perfect health? There's only one way to express the fact that you have perfect health, and that way is to realize that perfect health is the only existence that there is. There are only perfect ideas. The original purity and integrity we speak so often of, the perfect idea, the original concept, the original idea. What is the original idea of an architect for a house? What is the original idea of a designer for a car? What is the original idea of a spaceship going out into outer space? What is the original idea of a mother and father having a child? What kind of child do they have? Do they have the ideal child? Do they have the perfect child? Do they have the child that sets the program for all other children? Their child is perfect. Let your secret be known that you have perfect health. Let your secret be known that you have the perfect child. Let your secret be known that you are the ideal designer and that you have designed everything you have designed in an ideal format that can just never be built on. It's so beautiful. It's so complete. It's so wonderful. But this is what you live and not what you go around telling everybody about. You don't go around telling the world that you have your ideal body, that you're a master, that you're wonderful, that you're fantastic, that you're glorious. You don't go around telling the world that, because if you go around telling the world that, then that means you don't believe that you are that. And are you that? Are you that? Are you that wonderful being? Are you that wonderful essence of creation? Are you the ideal creator? Are you the ideal being? Are you the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal child? Are you the ideal one? And you are the ideal one. You are the ideal one. And nothing else can compare to you. And nor should it. But let your secret be known by example. And this is what we would like to impress upon ourselves today and tomorrow and always. By example. We impress upon ourselves by example that we live in our ideal perfect self. In our ideal, perfect realization of who we are, because we are wonderful. We are glorious. We are fantastic. And that's who we are. And let it be known that that's who you are by your example. Let other people see your body. And as you walk on the beach, and your body is the epitome of the ideal body, you are skydiving, and you are nimble, and you are active. You're climbing up the side of a mountain. You're doing all sorts of almost impossible things. People do it, but you're doing these things so agilely and so wonderfully and so simply and so beautifully. You're living your secret. You're living your perfection. You're living your perfect health. You're living your perfect ideal about yourself. And you, as a parent, create children who are in your world the ideal children. You teach them this from the beginning, from your consciousness. You teach them this from your realization. They're doing experiments in universities around the country with little children between the ages of 3 months and 12 months, and then from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. And as they're doing experiments, they're trying to see, does a child have within it what society would call moral values? Does it have within itself the ability to be loving to another child, to help somebody else where it would not get any benefit itself for helping? And when the people who are running the experiments would drop a pin, the little child would get up, reach over and pick it up and give it to the teacher, give it to the person who's running the experiment. And the person running the experiment wouldn't say thank you, wouldn't say anything, just take it and use it again. But they inadvertently would drop things, and the little children would pick them up. Now, you say they had to be so old to do that. Well, in other experiments, they worked with the little children who were from just the get-go and until a couple of months, and they would have somebody attempting to open a box to get some toys. And then another person, another monkey would come along and close the box on this person who was trying to take the pencils out. And they couldn't get the pencils out. And then another monkey would come along, and he'd be wearing a different colored suit. And he would help the person get the pencils out of the box. He would see they're having trouble opening the box, and he'd go over and he'd give them a hand. And the little children had thermistors on their head, reading their attitudes and their the impulses going on within. And they found that the children, by and large, wanted the helpful situation. And that later, when they were offered something by the one monkey that was not helpful, who was wearing perhaps a green shirt, they would ignore him. And then when the other one came along and he was wearing a gold-colored shirt and he was very helpful and he was wonderful, they would want to be near that person. They'd want to touch that person. They approved of that person. Do moral values begin? Where do we start? I've always said, from the very beginning, at the moment we move on to this dimension of life, we are complete and whole and perfect in every way. We have all of our values, we have all of our abilities, we have the ideal body, we have the ideal mind, we have the ideal everything. And it is so. And science is little by little revealing it step by step. Oh, they're trying to disprove these scientists who are doing this, and that's not normal. And, of course, we'd like to have them try to disprove it, because then when it cannot be disproved or it is shown to be in a little different light because of this checkup on these people, new ideas, new attitudes are formed about it. But you and I know, we know that we want to let the secret be known that we have perfect health. Let the secret be known that our children have perfect health, and all children have perfect health, and all children are angels, and all children are good children. Even though some appear to be bad for some reason, we don't know what sort of thing they have in their consciousness that causes them to go one direction or another. But we do know that, by and large, these babies were positive, were wanting to be helpful to their world, wanting to be helpful to their fellows, and they knew good from bad. They knew right from wrong from their point of view, and their point of view just happened to be society's point of view. For all is known in the one mind. All is known in the one consciousness. All is known, and they live that. You and I, we have this secret within us. And that secret within us is our ideal perfection. That secret within us is our original purity and integrity. That secret within us is now that we live in this perfection. We live in this reality. We live in this divinity. Right now we live in this divinity. Right now. And because we live in this divinity right now, we may call upon it right now to express itself right now. Though the appearance may be to the contrary, that's not the truth. We know the truth about ourselves. We know the truth about ourselves that intuitively, deep within our soul, that our very essence of our being, this is who we are, and this is perfect, and this is good right now. Let the secret be known. I have perfect health. Let the secret be known by yourself, by who you are, that you are your original purity and integrity right now. Let that secret be known. You don't have to say it. You don't have to do anything to prove to other people that that's what you are. But because that's who you are, you'll look at the world and you'll create the world being exactly like you are. And your world will recognize you as exactly like they are. And who knows who created the chicken or the egg? Which came first? Or did they all come at the same time? Perhaps they all came at the same time. Let your secret be known. You are perfect. And live it. And know it. Because the world goes around and reveals it in every way, shape, and form. Have a lovely day and know that I love you and I see you perfect because you're my reflection and I'm so happy with you and I'm so happy with me and I'm so happy that all is in divine order now, for truly it is just that way. Have a great day and know that I love you.